Aspen holds a groundbreaking ceremony for new city offices today. It's a moment that was decades in the making. Depending on how you count it, the story of today's groundbreaking starts
in 2012, it's September of 07, and I think that was in 2002.
There have been fits and starts, but the project is actually about on track for a new civic building.
I think municipalities in general start this conversation 20 years after they need to.
Jack Wheeler is the former capital asset director for the city of Aspen. He left that post recently and is now instead the owner's representative for the City Hall project, so he still looks out for the city's interests. He says as far back as 2006, the city has known it would be cheaper and more efficient to build a new facility.
We needed to consolidate city offices. We were too spread out. We were paying too much rent. And that we had enough real estate holdings to probably solve the problem on property the community already owned.
But the community was not initially on board.
The taxpayers don't like paying for city offices. They just don't.
Condensing history a little bit, from the 2006 facilities master plan, a couple things happened. The county started looking at their own redevelopment and no longer wanted to house Aspen police in the courthouse. Then the recession hit and all buildings stopped in Aspen. Then, from 2012 to 2015, the city put forward a plan that would house all city services, including the Aspen Police Department, under one roof. This was referred to as the one roof solution by the city. But coming in at 50,000 square feet, it was referred to by some in the community as too big and not right for Aspen. The loudest, most persistent detractor to the project is Tony Kronberg.
The real travesty is Aspen's small town character, the mountainous views. The whole spirit of Referendum 1 was that no buildings should be over 28 feet high without a vote of the people, because people want to see the mountains. That's why they come here.
And this is where it starts to get interesting. The decision to build the One Roof solution was presented to the public by asking them a question about an entirely different building. A 2015 ballot measure asked voters if they would like to see the Armory building, where City Hall is now, turned into a space for community use instead. It would house things like a performance space and co-working. What wasn't on the ballot was, if that passed, all the departments currently in the Armory would be moved out of the way and into that big brand new building. It passed.
It was a very close vote, but the public did say go for it.
So there we were, after that 2015 election, ready for the City Hall groundbreaking. But Kronberg saw that ballot question as sort of a bait and switch and began a petition for another vote, one that clearly asked voters if they wanted the development at Galena Plaza. At the same time, discussions about what exactly that community use would be for the Armory weren't going so well. So amidst these factors, in September 2016, 3 years after the plans for a new city hall began, the Aspen City Council announced they had changed their mind. They would no longer pursue that one roof solution. Jeff Pendarvis is the city's facility and asset manager. He had been working on the project for those 3 years.
I was disappointed by the outcome. You know, you go to work every day and try to do the right thing and do a good job. And when we made the recommendation to council for the one roof solution, I think we felt it was the best outcome. And when that vote happened to repurpose the Armory, I personally felt that was the right thing. But things changed and we changed direction and we all have a job to do, and so we move forward.
The one-roof solution was off the table. Presented instead was an innovative new two-roof solution. The city would keep a hold of the Armory as City Hall, and a different, smaller building would be built at Galena Plaza.
They just felt a fiscal responsibility, as well as our historic heritage is the seat of city government is in that building, and they felt very strongly about that.
Building permits for this version of Civic Plaza were ready to go this time last year. But then Kronberg made good on her promise to sue the city. That lawsuit was dropped when a new ballot measure was put to the public in the fall. This time, it asked voters if they wanted new city offices on Galena Plaza or in a commercial building that the city would buy downtown. Now 12 years into a conversation about building city offices, Jack Wheeler held his breath.
I had no idea how the vote was going to go. Every time I try and guess a vote outcome in this town, I am wrong.
Voters approved the Galena Plaza offices for a second time, without ever being asked directly if they wanted a new building or not. Yes, this all took a long time, says Pendarvis, but he contends that the delays resulted in good government.
I think our process that took 5-6 years, the realization ultimately became unanimous that we needed updated new city offices, that it didn't make sense for the city of Aspen to rent out in the marketplace and be subject to dealing with all of the uncertainty of having a leased space, it makes no sense for this organization to be in that position, that we should be in our own building, in our own space. So if nothing else, that was validated by the past 5-6 years.
And so here we are. Today's groundbreaking ceremony begins at 1 p.m. The building has a target exterior completion in 2021. All city employees will be at their new desks by 2023. Allison Bektesh, Aspen Public Radio News.